So your mom has another daughter.
She does?
Did you know this? You
no.
thought your whole life you're the only child.
Yeah, I did.
Your mom has another daughter because they work together at an RV dealership. Okay.
What are you talking about?
And well, they work together. Your mom and your sister that you didn't know about.
I work at my family's business. It's a RV dealership, and obviously my mom works here too, but she works at a different location. So we send each other like mail, and like it's her writing. I know it's her. There's like little stickers. She made it all cute. I was like, oh my god, cute. Like maybe it's her little papers. And I open it. It's unemployment papers. And I'm getting fired, mom.
Her mom
her mother fired her?
Fired her.
Wait, her mother fired her by mail? She didn't even call her and say,
yeah.
This isn't working out?
So do you believe it's your mom now? You believe
you
have a
sister? Oh, that is my mom. Yeah, that is my sister. Yeah, I didn't realize I had a sister. Thank God. Now I don't have to deal with her alone.
So, yeah, they work at the same RV dealership, but different locations. So they have, you know, a couple of different locations. Her mom works at one, and she sent her daughter mail with unemployment papers in it, basically saying you're fired.
Get in an RV, drive over to your daughter and say, honey, it's not working out. I have to fire you. Have a conversation with her. Doing it by mail.
How do you fire your kid anyway?
Right.
The problem is if you fire your kid, she's going to move in with you.
Exactly. And if you fire your kid for doing a terrible job, that's on you.
Right.
You didn't train her to be a good employee. You're her boss and her mother? That says more about you than it does about her.
Mm-hmm. She's going to be homeless. She's going to come live with you. And then you're not going to be able to look at each other in the face anymore. And then she's going to say, well, it's because you fired me. And that's going to be going on nonstop. So
you
none
fired
of this
me during a pandemic when I can't get another job.
Right. And now I have to live in the RVs. Thank God we have RVs. Can I borrow one now? She sent her a letter.
That is some passive aggressive crap. My God.
I wonder what she did. How bad can you make your mom mad that she fires you?
I love that you think that she did something. Don't you think that they're just downsizing and she got furloughed or something? Why do you think that she did something?
Because it's your kid. You can't.
How do you screw up selling an RV? There's an RV. Do you want to buy it or not? There you go. Done.
And everybody's buying an RV right now because nobody wants to get on an airplane. So their business is not doing bad. Their business is doing great.
Right.
So this is not the time to fire any employee, at least your daughter.
Christmas is going to be awkward.
You think? It's going to start with Thanksgiving because, you know, she's going to have to go to her mom's for Thanksgiving. And then do you buy your mom a Christmas present? You can't.
No, you got no money. You're out of work.
Yeah. So when your mom says, where's my present? You can say, well, you fired me.
No, you say it's in the mail. And then your mom opens up an envelope and it says, I would have gotten you a present if you didn't fire me and I have no money.
Yeah.
So Merry Christmas.
You can't live that down. You can never live that down.
Never live that down. That's on her tombstone. Fired my daughter.
Fired my daughter. Yeah.
Fired my daughter 1956 to 2027.
You do not fire people who have to put have got to figure out how you get buried.
Right.
It's going to be on her to pay for the funeral, to decide what you're going to wear in the casket. She's going to decide all that.
Oh, no, you're getting taken to a vet. She's keeping that cash and taking you to the vet.
Yeah.
Ketamine this thing.
That's when you go in the backyard. You know, where's mom?
Right.
She's in the backyard. You didn't even bury her. I know. She's still sitting out there.
The weekend at Bernie's in a chair.
The squirrel's been eating off of her. I'm just waiting.
No, Jesus, wait. You're so dark.
You know, the crows and everything, they're eating her. She shouldn't have fired me. She's what she gets. And every time I walk past her, I go, you happy now? Now I have your job and you're getting eaten by a crow.